Welcome to the Student Affairs Lecture Series. Today we will be speaking with Denisha Newby with the Student Financial Services Office. Today she will be talking about how to prepare your taxes. Welcome, Denisha.
Thank you.
Well, Denisha, I filed my own taxes for many years, and the first question that comes to mind each year is, why do I file my taxes? Can you explain why you should consider filing your taxes?
Well, there's three main reasons why you should consider filing your taxes. The first is that it might actually be required for certain wage earners, depending upon the earnings, filing status, other information, it might be required. Basically, the federal and state and sometimes local government wants to be sure that they're getting their share of the taxes that they're owed to them. The second main reason is to receive any refunds that are due to you. This is somewhat the opposite of the last example. Some people are not required to file, but they overpaid, meaning the amount of taxes that was withheld from them was greater than the amount that they actually owed for their tax situation. The difference is the government agencies, they're not going to make a special effort to let you know that they owe you money. And the third, and I think one of the most important reasons, is to build your basic tax knowledge, especially for future references. This is a great foundation now, and this possibly might be your simplest tax scenario. So what a perfect time to learn the general information about your taxes and the components of it than now. This will benefit you now and in the future.
That's a great point, Denisha. I think as you get older and the more you add a child to the family, or you start with investments or savings, your taxes become more complicated, and therefore it's harder for you to do those yourself. So what you're suggesting is build some basic knowledge of taxes, so later down the road, if you do have to turn your taxes over to someone, you'll be able to converse with them about your tax situation.
Absolutely, and if you monitor those situations year by year, you'll see how slight changes change your tax scenario and situation, and maybe even help you better adjust it if you have more knowledge about what you're doing from year to year.
I think that's a great point. Be more proactive with your taxes.
Absolutely.
Next question then is obvious, is how do I determine if I'm required? I mean, we talked about why you should, or at least should consider it, but now how do you know if you're required to do so?
Well, since this can range from person to person and situation to situation, my suggestion is to review the latest requirements online. To find out the federal requirements, you would go to the IRS website, which is www.irs.gov. Generally, they have something in there, frequently asked questions about the filing requirements. And the same thing is true with the state and possibly local government, depending upon where you're at. You could go to the state's Department of Taxation or their Department of Revenue. So for